You ever heard anything called rot gut? No? Okay. How about homemade whiskey or homemade beer? Do you know any names for it?
Whiskey?
Yeah.
Homemade whiskey.
Or any kind of homemade alcoholic stuff, anyway.
No, what's talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Homemade.
Let me give you some possibilities. Bootleg?
Yeah.
Okay. You've heard it called?
Bootleg whiskey.
Right. How about moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it called, huh? Now, would moonshine to you, have you heard that used in talking about in a city, though?
Bootleg, but not moonshine.
But not moonshine. Moonshine then might apply to country type stuff, or how have you heard moonshine used?
Moonshine?
Yeah.
Mainly when somebody is making their own, but right here, too many people don't mess around. Like, they buy it and sell it
right.
themselves, but they don't make it.
But they don't make it, right. Now, bootleg might be something you buy and sell yourself.
Yeah, bootleg and sell.
Right. Very good. Have you ever heard of anything called splow? Now, if something was, you came in the kitchen and something was cooking, and it made a really good impression on your nostrils, you might say to somebody else, just
smell the aroma.
There's something that okay, pancakes. What would you pour over your pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay. And there's something that's sort of like syrup, but it's made out of sorghum.
Honey?
No. Honey, sorghum or cane, and it's sort of like syrup. Molasses. Yeah. Which is thicker?
Molasses. It's thicker than syrup.
Is it? If something, you know, if something's not imitation, like if you had a leather belt or something and it was not imitation, it might have stamped in there.
Real leather.
Or genuine. Sure. If something was sold and it wasn't already put up in packages, if it was just sold, like if they had to weigh it out and measure it, would you ever, let's see, have you ever heard that called, say that was sold loose? Do you know that term? How about in bulk? Do you know that term?
I've heard it.
Have you heard that
attention.
Something being sold in
bulk? Like you hear it on TV.
On
you
TV
really
or
pay
something.
Much
okay.
To it.
You've heard it used in TV, not in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the morning on your toast, you might spread this sweet stuff on there.
Jelly.
Sure.
Jam.
And on your table to season your food with, you'd have
salt and pepper.
Right. If there were a bowl of apples on a table, a little kid wanted one of them, a little kid might point up here and say,
Mommy, can I have an apple?
Now, if we were talking about some kids that were in trouble or something, you might say now, but now it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
those.
Okay. Those
other boys.
Okay. Now, if you were pointing to a tree or something that was way off, you'd say it's
over there.
Yeah.
And some people would say over yonder.
Yes, you've heard people say that too. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you'd say, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what they say, what do you usually say to make them repeat it?
I say, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
If you were talking about somebody who didn't have much money, you'd say that person was really...